The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Hello and welcome to the Big Scottish Football Podcast. I'm Stephen Mill. Yes, my voice is knackered, so sorry about that. And that means you'll need to hear more from Ewan Cameron. How you doing, Ewan? You all right?
I'm great, but your voice tells me that you've had a rough one.
I really haven't. I honestly haven't.
So, I only ever hear you like that when you've been pissed.
No, so at the weekend, right, it was my last weekend off because Big Scottish Football Show, Big Saturday Football Show, I should say, starts back this coming Saturday.
It does.
As does Clyde One Super Scoreboard, of course.
Yeah.
So last weekend was our last weekend of freedom, and I did nothing. Like, I didn't even go out the house on the Sunday. Literally did nothing.
So you didn't have a drink?
Didn't have a drink the entire weekend. Just totally chilled. Watched the Olympics. You know, like, literally did nothing.
So why do you have a voice like a movie voiceover?
I don't know. Because I actually don't feel unwell either. And my throat isn't sore. It's just, I've had a cough and stuff.
Go and dip the music, mate. I'm going to ask Stephen to do something for me.
Okay, right.
I would like you to do for me in a movie trailer kind of voice.
Right.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Okay, right, okay. In a galaxy far, far away.
Lived a shepherd boy.
Lived a shepherd boy.
Who was.
Who was.
The next big thing in the Jedi world.
The next big thing in the Jedi world.
His name is Luke Skywalker.
His name is Luke Skywalker.
All right. And he kisses his sister.
And he kisses his sister.
He did as well. He kissed his sister.
Not even a fife joke we were making. So, yes.
Does that happen a lot in Fife?
Well, that's what I get accused of all the time. You know what people are like when they make up things.
Do Falkirk fans accuse you of that?
Yeah, but I mean, Falkirk.
Falkirk, I know. Yeah. So when you play Falkirk this season in the Championship...
Yeah.
You're going to have games at East End Park, Falkirk Stadium. Yep. There's going to be a lot of, oh, you've kissed your sister at the weekend.
I think it'll be worse than kissing your sister. I think it'll be worse than
that. So, and what do you say about the Falkirk fans when you're at
the same. The same, exactly.
Have you ever kissed anyone for Falkirk?
No.
You ever been out with anyone for Falkirk? No.
Always a chance, Stephen.
No.
Well, he's married now.
Yeah.
Where's your missus for again?
Sky.
So she is.
So,
did you intentionally avoid people, girls from Falkirk?
Yeah.
So when you would chat somebody up in a club or a pub, you'd find out where they're from, and if they said that they were from the Falkirk, Larbert, Stenhouse Muir area,
throw them a drink over their face and walk away. Absolutely none of that.
So today's podcast isn't your usual podcast.
It is not, yeah. So just to clarify, your usual sort of fun and games and quizzes and all the rest of that will be back on Monday.
Correct.
This is just a special preview predictions episode that we're doing.
Yeah.
Because we've been hassled to death for about the last week asking when the podcast is coming back. In fact, we've been hassled to death about the last month.
Correct.
When the podcast is coming back. So here we are.
We're here.
And obviously we're excited for the football coming back. Proper football coming back on Saturday. I know the League Cup's been on, but
forget that.
As we know, the League Cup is a very, very diddy cup and nobody takes it seriously.
Oh, is it because you've been pumped out of it?
That's purely coincidental that I'm saying that. So nobody really cares about the Premier Sports
Cup. I think Falkirk made it through to the next round.
Exactly. So even diddy teams like Falkirk have sort of made it through.
And they're
so
playing Hearts as well.
It's not a serious competition. Nobody takes it really seriously. And we can just all look forward to the start of the league season on Saturday. And, yes. Well, in fact, Friday night.
Listen, producer John has been busy working on this script, so I think you need to read out the front page of the script. You need to do this properly now. We've talked enough pish.
Right, okay.
Let's start the podcast properly here and now.
Do you want the bed again?
Yeah, let's do the bed again.
I'll do it for the top.
Here we go. Let's do it.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Big Scottish Football Podcast for season, you've written 23-24, John, but you're a year behind. It's 24-25.
Stop.
We need to start this again.
Start this again. The first line. And you've given us duff information.
I don't know what
is this a sign
is.
Of things to come for the new season,
obviously.
You fanny?
Right, here we go.
Right, ready, go.
I'm ready this time. I've made the change.
The Big Scottish Football Podcast. Scottish Football Podcast with Stephen Mill and Ewan Cameron.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Big Scottish Football Podcast for season 24-25. I'm Stephen Mill, he's Ewan Cameron.
Hello!
The old strips have been put away, the new strips have been bought.
No. I've still got the old strip on.
Players have come.
No.
Players have gone.
I'm wearing the old strip.
That's a you problem. And before we even kick a ball, Rangers are in temporary accommodation. Missed time screenshots mean that subs aren't getting on, and Raith Rovers goalkeeper had to use a shovel to fill in holes on the Stirling Albion pitch. Was it the Raith Rovers goalkeeper?
It was the Raith Rovers. Yeah.
Scottish football is back, and so are we. And of course, that means the return of the one and only Mr. Ewan Cameron. There he is.
Yes, I'm in the old Hearts top from last season.
Are you getting the new one? You like the new one?
I like the third strip. Remember I sent you a screenshot of that? The third one. It's that bluey maroon colour,
yeah.
Bluey maroon, so it's blue with a maroon collar and the maroon badge.
I mean, that would suit you down to the ground, blue and maroon, obviously. So, how was your summer, you and Cameron? Anything exciting happened? Did you go away on holiday?
Summer was great. Summer was lovely. The Euros kind of ruined it, but I soon got over that.
We'll talk about Scotland later on in the podcast.
Why are we doing?
A couple of predictions.
Oh, predictions, okay. So, yeah, enjoyed the Euros despite Scotland being pish. Had a nice summer with the family.
Did you go away anywhere?
No, and the reason we didn't go anywhere is because of our dog.
Right, and how much does the dog weigh? We've had a few tweets about that.
Yeah, 51 kilos.
51 kilos.
She went for her medical in June, June there, which was just last month.
Right, well, why couldn't you just put the dog into, like, kennels?
Not doing that with my dog.
Right.
I don't do the kennel thing. Do you do the kennel thing with your dog, Producer John?
No, I just give them to my mum and dad. I'll take your dog.
No, I don't want you having my dog.
How?
No, I've seen your house.
From my house?
So,
nah,
you've got,
you're all right.
You won't go on holiday because you've got a dog.
Yeah.
I think that's... Kilos. So
I treat my dog like a kid. You wouldn't put your kid in a kennel, would you?
Mm.
No, you wouldn't, eh?
Well, you'd put them away.
I would more likely put my kid in a kennel before the dog.
But...
I love my dog.
Surely
my dog is my life, and right. The idea of sticking in a kennel for X amount of hours over a week's holiday or something would just kill me. I'd just be phoning every single day. I'd be checking up on it every day. I'd be stressed out my box. So no, I couldn't go on holiday because I didn't want to put it in the kennels. And my eldest son, unfortunately, he was away in Cornwall with his girlfriend, so we couldn't go because he was away.
Otherwise, he would have looked after the dog.
He looked after the dog. But then what we also do, we get the mother-in-law up to the house. So she stays in the house with the dog, makes sure the dog's fed and looked after.
Yeah.
And then my older boy would then take the dog for runs in the morning and then once at night as well.
Okay.
But because he wasn't here and there was nobody else to do that, we end up not going anywhere. So what we did, Stephen, is that when I took a week's holiday, we went on little day trips and we took the dog with us.
Right.
And that was lovely.
Great.
Went to places like Loch Lomond and
went
to the Pentland Hills and places like that.
We
had a lovely summer holiday.
Great.
Just you
and the dog.
Me and the dog and the wife.
Excellent. Great times.
Did you have a nice summer holiday?
Yep, I became the father to a cat over the summer. We got a cat.
Did you know this, John?
No.
So
we're in a WhatsApp group.
How did you turn into a cat person?
Wait, we're in a WhatsApp group, and at no point have we seen a picture or even knew that you had a cat.
I'll put a picture in the group chat just now. Now, much like you, Ewan, I am also a dog person. I love dogs. I think they're great.
Why have you got a cat?
Because, see, everything that you've just said about, I can't go on holiday because of the dog, or I can't go at the house because of the dog.
Yeah.
That
reason.
So we decided to get a cat. I'm going to put a picture of the cat.
Where's the cat just now?
The cat is in the house.
Is that a kitten or is that a fully grown cat?
I'll tell you the story of Polly. So,
Polly.
Polly with an IE.
How did you name it Polly?
Because my favourite character in The Sopranos is Polly Walnut.
Shut up!
And he's got a story behind him as well. So wait a minute, I'll put a wee picture in the chat so you can see my cat.
By the way, the punters who were screaming for this podcast to come back are going, I wish they fucking bothered, and they're just sat there talking about cats and dogs.
So, Polly is 11 years old. He's a rescue cat, right?
Well, it's not got much time left, is it?
No,
is that why you got it?
Cats can live.
He's not got much time left.
Well, no,
is that why you got it? Because you know it's going to die?
Well, no, like, but...
cats, what's the average age What's the average lifespan of a cat? Go on, Google that, John.
Cats can live till they're about 20.
No.
They can. They really can. So anyway, Polly was a rescue cat.
You've got a pussycat between your legs.
I know. We had to drive to Dundee to pick him up. He'd been a stray cat for a couple of years because his owner had either died or abandoned him or something like that. So he was in pretty poor shape. My cat weighs 5.5 kilos.
It does look like a big cat.
Yeah, my cat weighs 5.5 kilos.
My dog's 50 kilos.
So your dog's 50 kilos. My cat is a tenth of the weight of your cat, of your dog.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so he's had a pretty hard life, but he's sound. He's such a sound cat, and he's almost like a dog.
Who told you the cat was 11?
He's got a microchip.
Right, I've got some bad news for you, though, Stephen.
Right, okay.
The cat... lifespan is generally between 12 and 18.
Right, so
years.
You've got a year before he dies.
Well, no, I'm working on the upper end of the scale. I'm working on the upper end of the scale.
No. You got the cat knowing you'd only have a year with it and then you'd have your life back.
No.
Make it a dog.
Well,
shocking, by the way.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, you could have gone and rescued a cat that really needs it at the age of 2 or 3, but no, you go for an elderly cat that dies in a year's time.
What do you mean that it really needs it? You're saying that like cats who are older don't deserve to be rescued?
I'm not suggesting that.
You're saying that...
But you went out of all the cats you could have rescued, you've rescued an elderly cat.
Elderly cats need a home too.
That's the name of the podcast. Elderly cats need a home too.
Elderly cats do need a home too.
Yeah, I know they do.
Poor Polly would have been sitting there.
Can I just say, I'm not a cat person, but that is a lovely looking cat.
He's lovely.
It is. He's a lovely... I don't know. Can you zoom in on me?
Well, hope not.
Can you zoom in on me, John? Can you use the camera and zoom in on me? Can I show a picture of this cat? Go and zoom in me.
There.
By the way, he doesn't look that old.
I know. There he is. He's very sprightly. He's a very sprightly...
Oh, he's lovely. And here's the thing, though. If you've named a cat Polly, how many fucking names has this cat had in 11 years?
It used to be called Bailey. So we had to pick something that was quite close. But I didn't like Bailey as a name.
So you went Polly, but I'll think it's Bailey.
Exactly. Hold on a minute. You renamed the cat. The cat came to you as Bailey.
Yeah.
And then you've just decided to rename it to Polly.
Yeah. Shocking, eh?
You can't do that.
Just no respect for the elderly.
Imagine if you adopted a child and then just said, oh, your new name's Brad.
That happens all the time.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
If a kid turns up at the age of 7 who you've adopted...
Change the name.
No, you're not.
If you don't like the name, you change the name.
But no. This is, we're talking about an old cat. This is like if a grandpa turned up at your doorstep, you know, by the name of Willie, and then you decide, oh, that's not cool enough. I want to rename you, I don't know, Jay.
Listen, his name's Polly now.
All right.
And he's a lovely cat. And
yeah.
I thought that he deserved a nice home.
No, well done to you, because I've rescued 2 dogs in my life.
Precisely.
And one of them was an elderly dog as well.
There's enough dogs and cats out there without getting new ones.
Yeah, I rescued a 9-year-old dog, so I applaud you.
Thank
I applaud you.
You.
Well
much.
Done.
So that's what I did over the summer.
We've Lovely. Been,
I didn't go away on holiday because I don't have kids. So I wait until the kids are back at school. Then I go on holiday because it's cheaper. Much cheaper. So, yeah, I'll be on holiday in the next couple of months.
Lovely.
So there you are. Right, anyway.
I'm going to Croatia in October.
October.
I've never been to Croatia.
Again, another time when I don't take holidays because I don't have kids. I wait until after.
But
again.
I've never been to Croatia. Croatia good? Anyone been to Croatia?
I've been to Croatia twice.
Good?
Excellent. Where about in Croatia are you going? Because Croatia, it's a relatively large country.
My wife knows.
Are you going to Dubrovnik?
It's the north side of it.
Split.
Dubrovnik sounds quite...
Dubrovnik is further south, Split's further north.
I think it's the Dubrovnik side.
Right, Dubrovnik is where they film Game of Thrones and everything, so you'll be absolutely hassled to death about that, and it's very expensive if you're right in the city. But go outside the city.
No, we're outside. We're by the sea.
Well, no, the city's right on the coast. It's on the sea.
Oh, we're doing that as well.
Yeah, exactly. Just watch out. It's sometimes like, you know, €10 for a Coke or something like that. So.
Somebody said to me it was dirt cheap.
Dubrovnik is not particularly cheap.
Well, I don't know if it is Dubrovnik, because Teresa said to me it was really cheap.
I've been to Split, and I went to a wee island called Hvar Island. We got a ferry across. It took like 2 hours on the ferry. It was like this big catamaran thing.
Right.
And it was absolutely tremendous. We went 2 years in a row because it was so good. This was like 2016, 2015.
Right. Well, we're doing five nights.
We saw John Terry when we were there on Hvar Island.
Oh, was he on the island as well?
He was, aye. Me and John Terry.
Anyway, I'm doing 5 nights in Croatia.
Excellent. Well, that's our holiday
in October. Because my son is not going to be off, and I've got the mother-in-law coming up to just look after
the dog. Look after the dog. Excellent. Right, good stuff. Do you want to do some predictions then?
Let's do it. That's why we're here.
That is why we're here. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. So let's rattle through these. League Two. Who's going to win it and who's going to finish bottom? That's what we're going
Edinburgh
to do.
Edinburgh City are going to go. They're going to drop out of the Football League.
Okay. I have Edinburgh City as well.
Gone.
Edinburgh City have made 18 signings over the summer.
They're gone.
They had to sign up practically an entire new squad. Who are you going to win it?
Clyde.
Okay. Right. Ian McCall.
Clyde's winning it.
I think it's going to be between three teams. Clyde, one of them. Spartans and East Fife.
Why don't they care?
And the winner is going to be East Fife because they've got Dick Campbell as their manager. That's what I'm going for. And if there's one
Clyde will be in the shout, be in with the shout, they'll be in the shake up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think that'll be the top three. I think East Fife will win it though, because they've got Dick Campbell.
Right.
Right, League One.
But Ian McCall.
Yeah, I know. But League One.
Yeah.
Obviously, a couple of teams who have been in the Championship for a long time getting relegated are both in Inverness.
League One, can I just say, it's a dire looking league. It looks absolute pish with a capital P. A
couple of interesting signings. Arbroath have signed Callum Gallagher, not that one.
Whoop to do.
Keith Watson, they've signed.
Amazing.
From Raith Rovers. Gavin Riley. Kelty have signed Scott Allen. As well,
that's a good sign, and I messaged you about that because your dad's involved at Kelty.
My dad's that's now the vice chairman of Kelty as of Monday.
Okay, and I think that's a good sign. And if he stays fit, they can get a tune out of him. Mm. I think that's a good sign. At that
he's
level,
coming in as player coach, so we'll see.
At that level in League One, that's a really good sign. In
right, who are you going winning, and who are you going getting relegated?
If Queen of South do not win this league, then they might as well chuck it.
Right,
they might as well chuck it. I think this is a really, really poor, poor league.
Producer John, you might be more versed with this because obviously Falkirk spent half a decade in League One. Are Queen of the South remaining full time?
Yes,
this season.
Yeah, they are.
And it's Peter Murphy who's their manager, who is at Annan.
He's taken some of the best players from Annan, including their captain as well.
Right.
Matty Douglas, who was playing, he's a decent player. And he took the centre half that he's taken as well.
Know any of these League One players.
Right. I spoke to somebody, right, who's involved at Queen of the South. This is why I'm tipping them to win the league. Is that they've basically gone back to basics. You can't play football in that league. You need hammer throwers.
Falkirk won it playing football last season, Ewan.
Aye, but you're playing against plumbers in that, John.
So you need some plumbers and hammer throwers, and that's what Queen of the South have signed.
Okay,
They've signed a lot of giants. Giants, I mean, the land of giants is Queen of South
season. Peter Murphy kind of operates off that. Annan are a huge side.
Correct, so that's what they're doing, Queen of South, so I expect them to win the league.
Okay, who do you think will get relegated?
Inverness.
You think Inverness will go straight down again?
I think they're an absolute fucking mess.
You know, that's interesting. So they've obviously been taken over by some LinkedIn crypto bro type person.
Who is this person?
I've got no idea, but him and his consortium have tried.
John Cahoon's involved in this consortium as well.
So he's a football agent.
He's been an advisor in this consortium.
He's tried to buy 7 or 8 clubs, and all the clubs have went, nah, you're all right. But Inverness are obviously...
But they're desperate.
Desperate just to get out, I think, the guys who are there already. I worry about Inverness.
That's why I say
they really go.
They're done.
I know they've retained quite a lot of players for last season. They've still got Billy Mackay.
I would, and I hate saying this, but I would suggest that Inverness might struggle to see out the season.
Well, I hope not. I really hope not. And I've got a wee bit... Got quite a lot of time for Inverness, right? And I don't know why. It's just one of these clubs that I've got a wee bit of time for that isn't my own. And I hope that it doesn't turn out like that. I really don't.
So for me, they're going to go straight down to League 2.
Okay, I'm going to go for Arbroath winning the league.
Are you?
Because I think they've signed quite well, as I mentioned.
Arbroath?
Callum Gallagher, proven at League One level, scored loads of goals for Airdrie.
Interesting.
Gavin Riley, also decent at League One. Same goes with Keith Watson, who's dropped down for Raith Rovers. So I'm going to go for Arbroath to win the league. Also, Jim McIntyre has done a pretty decent job at that sort of level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's relegated?
I think probably one of the teams that came up. So I'll go for Steny, purely on the basis that they had a really poor League Cup campaign. And I was reading some of their fans are quite unhappy with the way that Gary Naismith has set them up so far this season. So I'm going to go for Steny to go straight back down.
I could phone Gary Naismith right now and tell him what you said.
That's fine. I
could phone him right now.
I think I've qualified my opinion there, to be honest with you. Right, let's move on to the championship then. It's going to be a cracking season, I think.
I love this league.
In terms of all the clubs that are in there. So you've got Raith, Partick, Livingston, Ayr, Falkirk, Dunfermline, Airdrie, Queen's Park, Hamilton and Morton. So let's branch it out a wee bit. Who's going to win the league? Who's going to be in the playoffs?
This, for me, is a fantastic league. I'm going to be keeping an eye on this one. And I think producer John said this in the group chat. He said, this is a league you avoid for your coupon.
Yes.
At the weekend.
Yes.
Because everybody could beat everybody in that league.
Just to give you a wee heads up.
The league is so strong.
About the favourites for the league. Raith Rovers, currently favourites at 7-2. Partick Thistle, 4-1. Livingston, 5-1. Ayr, 7-1.
Well, I'd said to John before you gave me the odds that I think that Raith Rovers win the league.
Okay.
I think they've learnt a lesson from last year. They've got a decent squad. They've added to it. They're spending money.
Signed Paul Hanlon and Lewis Stevenson.
Yeah, so I think that they win the league. I don't think it'll be easy. I think it's going to be really tight this year, but I think Raith Rovers will win it. Who gets into the playoffs? That's the $50 million question, that.
$50 million?
$50 million question. I'd love to see a Dunfermline or a Falkirk get into the playoffs. I really would, but I just don't see it. I think that Queen's Park, Partick Thistle, Airdrie as well, a really good side.
Ayr have signed something like 13 players over the summer.
I'm saying and Scott Brown's there, and they've spent money.
So who are you going for in the playoffs? Three teams in the playoffs, please.
I'm going to go with Partick Thistle.
Mm-hmm.
Ayr.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with Falkirk.
Not a chance. Falkirk are not getting in the playoffs.
Stephen, I'm not saying this to wind you up, but I've got a sneaky feeling with their home support, their invincible record from last year
against Plumbers,
and how they've started the League Cup campaign and they're into the next round playing Hearts. I think that Falkirk have a sneaky chance. They're the outside bet for me. They're the ones that could possibly spring a surprise,
John,
and just get themselves into a playoff position.
I am glad that the Dunfermline Falkirk games are back. Genuinely, it's great to have another big team in the championship. And I always look forward to the games, even though our record in the games over the last sort of decade has been a bit patchy, to say the least. But we won the big ones that count, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I've been saying to you, John, for the last 2 or 3 months, there's a big difference between winning League One and the Championship.
So what's your point?
My point is I think Falkirk are going to struggle this season. I don't think they're going to be anywhere near the playoffs.
I don't think we will struggle. However, I'm going to disagree with you, and I think we will finish just outside the playoff places. I think you've discounted Livingston a bit too early.
Yeah, so I'll give you my thoughts.
So we're concentrating on winning the league. Who's it going to be?
Partick Thistle.
You think they beat Raith Rovers to the league title?
I think Partick Thistle have signed pretty well over the summer. And I like Chris Doolan. They've been close. They should have won the playoff against Raith Rovers.
I agree with you.
They've kept most of that team. Obviously, it depends how Brian Graham is going to shape up this season. He's getting older. Will he still be able to score the same amount of goals? Will he be able to play the same amount of games? I'm not sure. But I think Partick Thistle have signed well over the summer. In terms of playoffs, I am going for Livingston, because I don't think they're going to be as bad as you hope and everyone else thinks. I think Livingston will be there or thereabouts for the top four, so I'm putting them in. I think Airdrie will get in the playoffs.
Airdrie?
They have signed a cracking looking striker from the Irish League, and he scores something like, what, 8 goals in the League Cup?
The problem that Airdrie have got, I don't think they hold on to their manager this year.
That is maybe an issue, but we'll get to that. If all things being equal, I think Airdrie are in the playoffs, and then it's between Ayr United and Raith for who gets that other spot. Not necessarily in that order. I think one of them I'll be in it, but I think Livingston will be in there. I think Airdrie will be in there, and I think Ayr and Raith Rovers. I think that's your top five.
Okay,
And then I think you're on to the other teams, and this is where I think Falkirk might start the season pretty well, but I think John McGlynn has proven a number of times in the Championship that he's quite easy to work out, and I think that maybe after the first quarter things might taper off a little bit, and then Falkirk might find themselves in a wee bit of trouble.
Right, so who's getting relegated?
Falkirk.
Straight no back. Shot.
You didn't even take a breath there.
Falkirk are going. They'll start the season pretty well.
Falkirk.
And then they won't win a game.
Do you genuinely believe that?
From
September. Do you genuinely believe that? No, wait, John, hold on a second, because I'm neutral here, right? You're a Dunfermline fan, Stephen. John's a Falkirk fan. I'm going to ask you, do you genuinely believe...
I think there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
But we're asking the question because we're making our predictions now. Yeah. And producer John has taken a log of all these.
Yeah.
Right? Who is going to
Falkirk.
Be...
Falkirk. I mean, I'd be really sad. To see them go.
I'm going to ask you the question. Do you genuinely believe...
Yeah.
...that...
Yeah. Falkirk will get relegated, yeah.
They're going down.
Yeah.
They're finishing 10th.
So they were invincible last season.
Yes,
didn't lose a game in the league.
That's correct, Stephen.
They wouldn't win a game in the league this season. they'll do the complete opposite.
Oh, I cannot wait for a couple of weeks' time.
So Falkirk to go down for me, and I think Hamilton will be
For me, Hamilton are getting relegated.
Okay.
And I think Falkirk and Dunfermline... will be fine. I think Dunfermline have got some issues. I think they could possibly. Hold on! Breaking news. Rangers have agreed a deal for FC20 defender Robin Proper. So he's on his way to Ibrox. Just some breaking news.
What do you know about Robin Proper?
He plays with FC20.
Right. Okay.
That's all I know. So I think that Dunfermline and Falkirk will be all right. I don't think they'll be anywhere near that relegation zone. I know it's really tight, league.
But I mean, Dunfermline only finished 3 points above the relegation playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. It's really tight, but I do think they'll both avoid it. And I think Falkirk have got a better chance than Dunfermline of getting into the playoffs. So for me, Hamilton go down.
Okay.
And why are they showing Lawrence Shanklin on the telly? They're talking about transfers.
Stop looking at the telly.
Was Lawrence Shanklin's there celebrating as a Hearts player? And they're talking about all the rumours and the shite about him leaving to go to Celtic or Rangers.
We're about to get to that.
There's Stephen Naismith talking about Shanklin and his future. I'm sick of it.
We'll get to it in a second. Okay.
Right. So that's our predictions.
That's our predictions for the Championship. So let's move on to the Premiership then. All kicking off. On Saturday, we have a new television broadcaster to go alongside Sky. Welcome, Premier Sports.
Oh, aye.
So I think they've got a 5:30 game Saturday.
Yeah.
And then there's 3 games on Sunday. It's a bit all over the place. And, of course, Rangers Hearts kicking things off for the early kickoff. And Sky Sports have handily put all the fixtures up for me.
Actually,
there.
Sky Sports have got all the badges correct as well.
Dundee United versus Dundee, Celtic Kilmarnock and St Johnstone Aberdeen is on Monday night. Right. So let's go through our predictions first, then we'll get to some issues. First of all, who is winning the Scottish Premiership?
Celtic. Ah, you?
Celtic. Who's finishing second? Now, you've made quite a lot of predictions on Twitter over the last month or so, saying that Hearts are going to split the Old Firm.
No, I didn't say that. I said we're going to challenge for the title.
Right. Okay.
Hearts are challenging for the title this year.
But you just said, didn't miss a beat, the Celtic are going to win the league.
No, they'll win the league, but Hearts will challenge for the title. I'm saying we're going to win the league.
So you think Hearts will finish second?
We'll be there or there's about.
Surely challenging would be finishing second.
I think we'll be there or there's about for a while.
No, Ewan.
We'll be there or there's about for a while. I think, listen.
That's not last year.
Hearts have got a fantastic squad of players.
It's not what I asked you. I asked you who's going to finish second.
We've added strength, we've added depth, we've added quality.
Who's going to finish second? Come on, Ewan.
Hearts.
Hearts are going to finish second.
Hearts are going to pip Rangers to second spot.
And I'm not saying that because I'm wearing a Hearts jersey or because I'm a Hearts fan. I think Rangers are in absolute disarray just now. I don't think them playing at Hampden helps them. I think the unknown about where they're going to be playing their football over the next few weeks is going to be an issue with them at Hampden. When they're going back to Ibrox, nobody really knows. I think that all plays a part. I think that they've lost Barisic, they've lost Goldson, they might lose Tavernier, who knows, but that would be three of their back four gone out the door. I don't think Suter is that great. I don't think Davis is that great. Balligan's all right.
They've signed Robin proper, though.
Yeah, I've done nothing about him, though. But I think, but then they've still got to integrate him into the team. They've still got to find a position for him. And
as you said last season, they're going into the season again where Cyril Dessers is their main striker.
That's my point. So I think that Hearts...
Dinley will obviously be there or thereabouts.
Again, can I just point out to the Rangers fans who are laughing at me right now listening to this podcast. Hearts only lost three more games than Rangers last year. We only lost three more games. That was it. We've got a brilliant chance of splitting the Old Firm this year, and I think we can do it. So we're going to finish second.
So by the process of elimination, you're putting Rangers for finishing third?
Yes.
Okay. Well, my top three is Celtic to win the league, Rangers to finish second, and Hearts to finish third.
Okay, then. And in your opinion, do Hearts close the gap?
I think so. I don't disagree with what you've said about Rangers there. I guess we don't really know a lot about their new signings. How, like, you know, they could be amazing or they could be...
I watched some of the pre-season stuff. They don't look great.
Or they could be terrible. But I'm hesitant to read too much into pre-season. Pre-season,
I agree.
Pre-season.
Like a couple of years ago, Rangers beat Real Madrid 2-1.
Yeah.
At Ibrox in a friendly.
So
you don't read too much into that. It doesn't mean anything. What I'm saying is...
Falkirk had a decent League Cup campaign, but they're going to get relegated. Yeah. So
Rangers have had to build another team, and they're not playing at Ibrox.
And as much
they're at Hampden.
You know, as much as I think that Goldson leaving, Barisic leaving is a good thing, Tavernier leaving is probably a good thing, because I think they've been kind of part of the problem.
Ran the course.
I think that they will miss Tavernier, particularly when it comes to consistency of scoring penalties.
Set pieces.
Free kicks. He does contribute a lot of goals. So if you're instantly taking 20, 25 goals out of a team, that needs to be replaced somewhere else. And I don't know where the other goals are coming from. Mm. And as much as James Tavernier got slaughtered or gets slaughtered by Rangers fans for not turning up in big games and such, he did also get Rangers back into games quite a lot.
He did.
With, you know, maybe his set-piece delivery or a free kick or a penalty.
He's won them cup finals.
So I think that Tavernier's one of those weird ones where you could make a case either way for saying...
Tavernier's one of those players you'll miss when he's gone.
I would tend to agree. I still think, though, he has run his course. Mm-hmm. And
well, he's still there just now. I mean, he might still be there. He might not leave.
I doubt it.
But I think he could probably go. We're both saying Celtic will win the league. And I think
Celtic haven't signed any outfield players so far.
No, and it looks as though...
I know they're going to sign Paolo Bernardo.
But he was already there.
He was already there.
I think that they know O'Reilly's going to go. I think they know he's gone. And it's just them
trying to get as much money
out of him as possible. Apparently, Liverpool are sniffing about Atalanta. Russell Martin, who's a manager at Southampton, has apparently got O'Reilly down as his number one target. That's his number one target for Southampton, back in the Premier League after a season in the Championship. I personally think that O'Reilly's better than Southampton. And if I'm O'Reilly and your option is Southampton or Celtic, you stay at Celtic, you play Champions League football, it's a better standard of football, you're playing in a better team, and then you might just then attract the attention of the bigger boys if you have a great Champions League and another great season with Celtic.
Or,
do not go to Southampton.
Or you go in the Champions League and you get found out.
Well, that's up to him, though. Is he confident in his ability? I think he's a great player. But imagine leaving Celtic to go to a newly promoted team in the Premiership who's going to be in a relegation battle this year.
Oh, you don't know.
I think they will be. O'Reilly is a better player than Southampton. Atalanta, great. They won the Europa Conference League. They're going to be in the Champions League. Brilliant. Go to them. Liverpool are apparently sniffing about. Brilliant. Go to them. Or hang about. If there are these big clubs that are sniffing about, yeah, and they're not quite coming in for you now.
But if Southampton offer them £90,000 a week, that's hard to turn down.
So you'd be going for the money then?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. You're not going for the prestige of the football you're playing, are you?
Oh, you'd be playing in
imagine swapping Celtic to go and play in a relegation dogfight in the Premiership.
You'd be playing in
week
the
week in and week out. It's a slog.
You'd be playing
the
in the Premier
are
League.
Booing you. The morale in the but dressing room is down.
You don't know that.
They'll be in a relegation battle. You don't know that. I'm telling you that right now. Imagine swapping that.
Imagine swapping Celtic for Southampton, like Virgil van Dijk did.
Yeah, but they were an established Premiership club. They're finishing the top 10 every year.
Yeah, but you don't know. You don't know how Southampton are going to get on this season.
Russell Martin's going to fail at Southampton. They're going to be in a relegation battle. Okay, right, if I'm Matt O'Reilly's agent, I'd be telling Southampton to GTF, my client, my player, is either going to be staying at Celtic or he's going to be going to Atalanta or Liverpool.
Right. Let's move on to our other predictions for the league. We'll spin through these, then we'll talk about Lauren Shanklin. Relegation playoff and relegation, who is going down, who's going to be in the relegation playoff, you and Cameron?
I think it's really tough this year. I think it's really tough. I think it's a really competitive league. I'm going to go for relegation. I think Ross County will go down this year. I think they're done.
Right.
The playoff. You're looking at St Johnstone. It's probably between those two. I like St Mirren. I like Motherwell under Kettlewell. Too many draws last year. Kilmarnock under Derek McInnes and made some good signings.
So you're going Ross County relegated.
Yeah.
And St Johnstone.
St Johnstone in the playoffs.
Okay. I'm going to go for... I think that's between three, actually.
You're throwing Dundee United in there?
I'm putting Dundee United there as well.
I thought you might do that. Why?
Because I don't think Jim Goodwin is that great.
He's the issue.
Well,
I think Dundee United are a good side.
I mean, they're not.
No, they're
I mean, last season in the Championship, they're not very good. Like, let's be honest. They weren't very good.
They were great to begin with, then a patchy middle bit, and then they came good at the end.
They weren't very good. And last time, Dundee United were in the Premiership with Jim Goodwin, right, they got relegated. Right,
the reason I think that Dundee United will have a half-decent season is Tannadice and their fan base.
They still had Tannadice when they got relegated last
time. Stephen, I'm talking about now, right? Why do you keep throwing up stuff that's behind us?
Because it was...
We don't live in the past, look forward.
But it was Dundee United under Jim Goodwin
They were shite. He came in trying to save the day, but they were already shite.
They're still shite. No.
They're still shite.
I don't think they'll go down automatically. I'm going to put Dundee United in the relegation playoff.
Are you?
Yeah.
Interested. So who's going down?
I think Ross County as well. I don't know how Don Kerry will get on, to be honest. I think Ross County, it's maybe they've been flirting with it for a few years and it eventually catches up. I think Ross County.
And you think Levine and St Johnstone are fine?
No, I wouldn't be confident that Craig Levine will still be the St Johnstone manager.
So you're
manager.
Saying it's one of those three that you've mentioned, Dundee United, yeah. St Johnstone, Ross County.
I would say so.
Those three are going to be in and around that area.
I would say so. But you know, I need to pick one of them.
Do I have to do top six?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going Celtic, Hearts, Rangers.
Yeah.
Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Kilmarnock, Hibs. Is that seven?
No, that's six. That's
Does that
six.
Do six?
That's six. I'm going to go Celtic, Rangers, Hearts. In no particular order here. Kilmarnock.
Dundee,
Aberdeen. I think Dundee have signed well again. Simon Murray, 20 odd goals last season from Ross County, scored loads in the League Cup. I think he'll give them enough goals to get into the top six. Dundee will be in the top six, I think. And then, I think Hibs. We'll get to this in a second. I think Hibs are in for a shocker.
I think they're a mess.
But they're still going to get in the top six.
No, I meant to say, what did I say again? I'm getting mixed up now.
You said Hibs, right. Aberdeen, and Kilmarnock.
I think I said seven there. Hold on. Right.
Right, so, Celtic,
Hearts, Rangers, Aberdeen, Kilmarnock. Oh, no, I did say Hibs, didn't I?
Yeah, you said Hibs.
Nah, actually, do you know what? I'm going to change that.
Right. Well, you've got a choice of Motherwell, St Johnstone, Ross County, Dundee United.
See if Motherwell held on to Theo Bear. I'd have said Motherwell.
Right.
But you might be right. Actually with Dundee, because Simon Murray's been banging in the goals in the League Cup, right, and he scored 20 odd goals last season for Ross County.
Well, that's quite a turnaround from 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Dundee to make the top six.
Right.
And Hibs are going to be in the bottom six.
Right, first manager to be sacked.
In the Premiership?
Yeah.
In the Premiership, David Gray.
You think David Gray?
Yeah, David Gray.
When are we talking?
Because did you not see the statement from the...
So, yeah, I mean...
The American boy who runs Bournemouth.
Yeah, Bill Foley.
Bill Foley. Mm, he's clearly not a fan.
So you think...
A couple of bad results.
David Gray will be away when?
Before the Ghosties come out.
Right, before Halloween.
Yeah. Ooh.
What do you think about Don Cowie at Ross County, Craig Levine at St Johnstone?
Nah, they'll be fine.
Philippe Clement at Rangers.
Clement will be on his way, but not that he'd be sacked. I think they'd come to some mutual agreement if it doesn't start well.
That's what I meant of when first manager to leave then.
I think Clement is up there as somebody who could go because of the problems that Rangers are facing right now. So if he gets off to a bad start, which he will on Saturday against Hearts,
he's been making,
and then he doesn't make the Champions League, and then the pressure's really on.
It looks like they're going to play Dynamo Kiev.
Aye, they will be. And then they've got Celtic in the fourth game of the season. If they lose to Hearts and lose to Celtic and they find themselves 6 points behind after only four games, then he will be under all sorts of pressure.
He's
on a shugly peg right now with some Rangers fans.
He's been making some noises over the summer that he's not got what he was promised when he came in last October,
yes,
pretty much.
He said that, yes.
Which is not a good sign.
It's not a good sign. It's what he was promised isn't going to be fulfilled.
So if I was to nail you down just now, Philippe Clement, will he be Rangers manager come 1st of January 2025?
No.
You think he's gone before then?
Hearts and Celtic will be fighting for the league title.
Player of the year.
That's a great one. Player of the year. So the defending champion is Lauren Shankland.
Yes.
I think he'll score a barrel load of goals again. Will it be for Hearts, Rangers or Celtic? We'll find out in due time. Player of the year. That's a really good question. I mean,
by the way, just to clarify, I'm going for Clement, first manager to leave.
Do you?
Yeah. All the noises he's making, he clearly isn't happy.
And if they have a bad start, I wouldn't rule out Lauren Shankland again.
For player of the year?
Yeah.
I'm going to
score so many goals.
I'm going to go for Daizen Maeda.
He doesn't have any product for me.
I think he's looked pretty decent from the clips that I've seen so far in pre-season. And I know you shouldn't read too much into that.
Hatate as well has looked great.
He's had a summer off, which he didn't have last year.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, I think Kyogo looks a wee bit better from what I've seen so far as well. Maybe Brendan Rodgers has worked out how to play
Adam Eda might have a chance of being player of the year if he comes in.
So I'd probably go for someone like that.
My problem with Maeda, and I think he's lightning in a bottle, he's unbelievably quick and he causes defenders all amounts of problems. I mean, just ask James Tavernier about him. But he doesn't have an end product for me. He can't cross for toffee.
Okay. First club to release a raging statement about VAR. I mean, this could be anyone. We've already had the Partick Thistle, Motherwell,
Aberdeen.
That's so weird. I'm going to go with Aberdeen.
Yeah.
I think Aberdeen or Rangers.
Yeah.
When will Rangers be back at Ibrox? They said they're aiming for after the first international break in September.
September 28th is what I read. I think it will be some point in November.
November.
I'm going to go say November. It won't be on the date that they think it is. I think it'll be before Halloween.
I'll go October. Is there not some chat as well that if they start their, they qualify for the Champions League, if they start their games at Hampden, they need to finish their games at Hampden?
Correct. You can't change it.
Which would obviously be a bit of a blow.
Yeah, that means they can just take their time at Ibrox and make sure they get everything done properly.
Yeah.
So if there is a delay, then they might just say, right, well, let's just take our time. We'll just stay at Hampden for much of the season, maybe get back in for January.
Is it not like 600 seats or something?
Aye. I thought, well, why can't they just play the games at Ibrox, but that stand's not used? Like what Liverpool did.
Well, now there's a big crane on the pitch. And it's ruined the pitch.
Somebody said that to me, that there's a crane that needs to be on the pitch to get in.
And they need to move that in and out.
Yeah.
So That's shambles. Yeah. And finally, Premiership Banter Club 2024-2025.
Oh, Hibs are a laugh for that.
I am tended to agree. Hibs, I think, are a good Hibs laugh for that. Are having a nightmare already.
Yeah. I think they're going to be the club to look at.
They did get through in the League Cup. They did lose to Celtic Hearts, though.
1-0.
So, yeah, I think there's big, big problems there. I think David Gray won't see Christmas, to be honest with you.
I can't wait for the new season to start.
It's going to be.
Genuinely cannot wait.
Oh, we've got more predictions. I forgot about these. Scottish Cup winners?
Hearts.
Right. I'll go Rangers. League Cup?
Hearts.
Okay, a cup double for Hearts.
Yeah.
And I'll go Celtic.
I think we could be a really good cup team.
You've already said that you don't think Rangers will make the Champions League.
No, I don't think they will.
How do you think they'll do in the Europa League then? Do you think they'll get through? Remember, it's a different group stage this year.
Yes.
They need to finish, I believe, in the top 24 out of 36.
They'll do that.
Okay. Celtic, will they finish in the top 24 teams in the Champions League?
Yes.
You think they will?
I think they will.
Okay. So they'll be in the knockout stages come February?
They'll be playing clubs in around
their stature.
Their stature. And I think they've got a good chance of getting out and getting through into the Champions League.
Hearts are in the Europa League playoff.
We'll get to Europa League.
You don't think they'll get through that?
We'll get straight to the Conference League.
And how do you think you'll do that? There's fewer teams in the Conference League.
And we will.
But same format.
Yeah, we will get out of the group stage.
Okay. Right. St Mirren Kilmarnock, obviously all square from the first legs.
Getting nowhere near the groups.
Do you think they'll win their ties this week? Kilmarnock away in Belgium.
Yeah, they're
St Mirren at home against the
St Mirren will go through.
Right.
I think Kilmarnock will get knocked out.
Okay. Let's move on to the national team. We don't want to pour over the Euros because it was absolutely shite. The Nations League is coming up. We have Croatia, Portugal and Poland in our league. If we finish not bottom, so if we finish third, we will be a top seed for the World Cup qualifying campaign.
The draw is made in December.
So that should be the aim. We just need to finish above probably either Croatia or Poland. Is that doable?
No.
You don't think so?
I've got a horrible, horrible fear that we won't even win a game in the Nations League.
Right. I think we probably will.
We're lucky.
I don't think Poland are great.
We've got Poland is the first game at Hampden.
Yeah.
If we do not win that, that'll be 1-1-15.
Mm-hmm.
He has to win that game.
Well, this goes on to my next question. Will Steve Clarke be the Scotland manager come January the 1st, 2025?
Hmm.
Because if we have a nightmare of a Nations League campaign...
He won't be.
I find it hard to believe that he will be. If we finish third in the league...
And we're a top seed in the World Cup qualifier. If you finish third and you have decent results and decent performances and we can see that he's learned his lessons from the Euros, then he's still in a job. If we finish third and we've been shite and we've got lucky to finish third, he goes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to see an improvement and see better performances. If we don't see that, he has to go for me. In my opinion, I don't think a leopard can change its spots, because if it did, then it wouldn't be a leopard.
Right, it'd be a lion. It'd be a sort of skinny lion type thing, yeah.
And I don't think that Steve Clarke...
You think he's a skinny lion or a leopard?
Yeah, I don't think he changes spots. He's stuck in his ways.
Do you not think he'll probably...
He's too pragmatic for me.
Yeah, I mean, let's not get bogged down in that.
No, but I'm just saying that's why I don't think he's a Scotland manager on January the 1st. You're asking me,
right.
Do I think he'll be the manager on January the 1st? I say no, because I don't think what he needs to do, he will do.
Okay.
Because I think he's a stubborn manager and he's stuck in his ways, and a leopard finds it difficult to change its spots.
It does.
Well, yeah. Can he?
It can he. Famously.
And I don't think it can.
Right.
That's it. I don't want to keep... Because it'll just anger me if we talk about it. Can we move on and say cheerio to people?
No.
We've got something else to do.
Yep, we've got two more predictions to give.
Well, have we? What are they?
They are where will Lauren Shankland be on January the 1st, 2025?
I didn't want to talk about this.
You have spoken so... You can't not talk about this on social media.
No, but I don't want to talk about it here with you because I've had enough of it now.
You're basically a Lauren Shankland personality at this stage. That's right. All you speak about.
I know that Lauren Shankland was told...
Right.
The heart striker was told to his face that Clement doesn't fancy you. So you're Lauren Shankland.
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren Shankland is being told by this person.
Hi, I'm Lawrence.
Yeah.
Hi, person.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi.
Just to let you know that the Rangers manager, Jeremy Clement,
has he changed his name?
Why do you call him Jeremy Clement?
Got no idea.
Yeah, neither have I.
Was there not an old Rangers?
There
was a Rangers player called Jeremy Clement.
That's right. That's the midfielder.
Yeah, midfielder. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't fancy you.
Why not? Why not?
Because you don't fit into his type of football.
I score loads of goals. Why would you not want to sign me?
Doesn't matter. You're not my type of player.
I'm a Rangers fan. I would love to sign Rangers.
I need someone who's high energy, high pressing, and you're not
like
that type of player.
Dessers.
Dessers does press. He does get about the back line. So unfortunately, I don't fancy it now.
I've scored loads of goals.
It doesn't matter.
I was a player of the year in Scotland.
You were,
last year.
But again, this is why
are you doing this to me, Jeremy?
Right. My caveat is this.
Right.
So Lauren Shankland was told this a number of months ago.
Yeah.
That Jeremy Clement. That Clement doesn't fancy
Mr. Clement.
Mr. Clement. What's his first name again? I keep saying Jeremy.
Philippe.
Doesn't fancy him. Could Clement's opinion have changed since that time? Every chance he could have changed his opinion on Shankland because...
Do you think there's any other teams that might come in for Lauren Shankland?
Celtic are apparently sniffing about because if they don't get Ida, the chat is, I'm getting loads of Celtic fans messaging me about it, that Celtic might make a move to sign Lauren Shankland.
And do you think that'd be a good move for both parties?
Oh, he scored 50 goals for Celtic. He would... Oh, I mean, the chances Celtic create.
So, to come back to my question, who will Lauren Shankland be playing for come January the 1st, 2025?
No, September 1 is when the transfer window closes.
I know, but yeah.
Well. But September 1.
Right.
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 So who will he be with on September the 1st?
Yeah.
Lauren Shankland.
Yeah.
Unless somebody gives us £4 to £5 million, he will be a Hearts player. Hearts will not entertain anything other than big money for him.
So where will he be playing on September?
As I have stated all along on Twitter, Lauren Shankland will be a Hearts player on September 1st. He will sign a pre-contract with another club in January, but will remain at Hearts until the summer of next year.
I actually tend to agree. I think nobody's going to pay what Hearts want for him.
And Sunday will get him for free in January. And then they might say to him, we'll give you 700 grand from now.
Okay. Finally, what is your outlandish prediction for the year? I think I've already made mine with Falkirk finishing bottom of the championship, so I will stick with that.
Something
outlandish, something unexpected.
Well, I think I've said it as well. Hearts finishing second in the league and challenging for the title.
Okay. Right, that's fine.
A lot of people think that's outlandish, but I don't think it's as mental as you think it is.
We actually asked for all our listeners' outlandish opinions.
Oh, go on.
Or predictions, I should say, last night. At Big Football Scott, you can give us a follow if you haven't already. Stephen says, Ewan will win a quiz during the season.
I won 10 last year.
It's a bit far-fetched. Aye, most of them when I wasn't here. Richard, I predict that Ewan's movie reviews will be fucking shite every Monday. I don't think that's outlandish. Scott is saying Lauren Shankland won't be a Hearts player by the end of August. Gav says Motherwell to get relegated in the playoffs against Falkirk and St Johnstone to go down as well. Partick will win the championship by 10 points.
Wow.
Hastings 43. Moyes, I presume David, will become the Scotland manager. Alex Lowry, Zico, as you called him last season, will leave Rangers and play well for a new club. Aberdeen's Fletcher Boyd to be the young player of the year. He's the guy who sort of got a few games towards the end of last season.
Yeah.
The Championship will be the most exciting league this year. and James McCarthy will sign a contract extension itself. And Ewan loses the quiz and blames John. Neil Shankland to finish top scorer this season in a blue shirt. I don't think he's going to sign for St John's. Stuart, playing at Hampden will help Rangers in the league, but they'll go out of Europe very early.
That's a good point about Rangers doing well at Hampden, because it's a bigger pitch. It might suit them.
John, Jim Goodwin, James McPake, Jim McIntyre and Ray McKinnon to be the first managerial casualties in their respective divisions.
That'd be a good accumulator bet.
John says, my prediction is Ewan's going to make stupid predictions like Hearts are going to split the Old Firm. Well, you're right, John. Your prediction is coming early. And Dave says, Ewan to lose every quiz and ruin every ending to every movie he reviews throughout the season.
No, I don't. There's this
pish. And also an update on the weight of his dog, which we've had already. He's 51 kilos.
There's this pish that's been spouted on social media that I ruin every movie that I review.
You do.
That is, no, it's not. That's untrue.
You spoil lots of things about
it. You're fueling the flames of the liars and the people out there who talk absolute pish. Do you know what you're like, and some of the punters there that have messaged you on Twitter?
Yeah.
They're like Donald Trump. The more you say something, the more you start to believe it.
I was literally just thinking, you sound like Donald Trump. As you're speaking there, you're just saying stuff that isn't true.
I don't ruin every fucking movie that I review on the show.
You spoil.
No, I don't. I don't spoil anything. I tease. There's a difference between spoiling and teasing, and I'm a teaser, like I am in my love life, as I am when it comes to movies and TV shows. I like to tease. I like to show you a wee glimpse and offer something that might be coming your way a little later. Same when it comes to movies and TV shows.
What an absolutely grim way to end the podcast.
No, it's not, because isn't half the beauty of being in love is the tease? And isn't it sometimes better than actual lovemaking itself? That the tease can be actually more fulfilling and it makes you feel better than actual doing the deed. I find sometimes the teasing is better.
Shall I just hit the music, Stephen?
Yes,
no, you don't. You caress.
It's great to be back.
And you stroke and you touch.
This has been the Big Scottish Football Podcast. A huge thank you to all of you for listening. We'll be back proper on Monday. A whole host of new stuff as well. And of course, we'll review the first weekend of all the action, apart from the Aberdeen St Johnson game, because that's on Monday night. But anyway, all the review on Monday, of course, and you can watch us on YouTube as per usual. Leave your comments there, leave your predictions there.
Oh, and tell us if you like to tease your partner.
At Big Football Scott, please don't do that. And yes, Clyde One Super Scoreboard's back as normal. Big Saturday Football Show back at the weekend as well. We will be there alongside former Hibs and Aberdeen striker Steve Cowan, and we'll be back on Monday. We will speak to you then. Cheery bye. Enjoy the first weekend.
Come on, the Hearts!